Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up, guys?
Today we're going to talk another top five, ideally, of top action movies, in our opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this one, mainly because I really like action movies in general. When I tried to dwindle it down to five, though.
Yeah, it was kind of hard.
That was pretty difficult.
See, I don't really like action movies that much. Like, the movies that I chose aren't even what I would call, like, really good action movies.
Well, yeah.
They're just ones I like because they're kind of like, well, they're like a big deal when I saw them to me.
Yeah. I think that, like, the action movie that we're talking about would probably be something, you know, like an actual action movie. Like, if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, the number one action movie they have on there is Seven Samurai.
Right? Okay, yeah.
But that's, yeah, it's an action movie, but it's
not really,
like a, it's not really anything, it's not all about the violence. I feel like an action movie has to be about the action and the violence and, you know,
simple things. Not all of mine are like that, but they all feature a lot of action.
See,
in them.
And like,
Seven Samurai doesn't, I mean, there's a lot of action in it, but like the first half is basically them just kind of recruiting everyone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not like 13 Assassins.
Overall, I've got five, and if we have doubles, I'll have backups on the top of my head. But I've got five, and only one of them is an English-speaking film.
Oh, okay. All of mine are English-speaking films.
Awesome.
Actually, that's not true. One of mine isn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'll go with my number five.
Okay.
And I'll talk about The Raid.
Okay.
Which we did a podcast
that's
on already.
That's also one of mine.
So that's like a quick one. All right. Yeah. So do you want that to be yours, and then I'll pick one off the top of my head?
No, I could change it.
Do you have a backup?
I have.
Okay,
I have
think of one for that.
Yeah.
To replace The Raid.
Okay. It might be one of yours, though.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, I have The Raid down as my number five.
Okay.
And what was The Raid originally going to be placed on yours?
Oh, I don't have them in like an order. I mean, my number one is set.
Okay, we'll keep you.
That's for a different reason.
We'll just leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones are just like, oh, yeah, I really like this movie. It was a cool movie, you know?
Okay.
The Raid was awesome.
Well, yeah, it was
that
a great movie.
I think that movie has the best, like, choreography for fighting that I've seen in any movie.
Okay.
Like, and there's so much of it because the entire thing is basically.
It's a very unique fighting
combat.
Style, too. Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Very cool to watch.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more about The Raid, since we already did a podcast on it, we wouldn't have to spend any more time talking about it. It's a fucking great movie. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
go see it.
Watch it on Netflix.
So, give me one of yours, my man.
Okay, so I have Star Wars Episode 4.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Maybe that's not, like, an action movie, but there's a lot of
all
action
the Star.
In it.
I think all Star Wars movies count as action movies.
Yeah. And I chose that one particularly because it was, like, that was probably one of the earliest, like, action movies that wasn't, like, dumb idiot action movies that I saw. Because my dad really likes action movies, but he likes the kind where, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme has to kill a bunch of colored people for no reason.
Sure.
Yeah, so, like, it's kind of boring.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, Star Wars is cool because it's like, yeah, there's a lot of action, but the story is interesting and it's...
The world's
like
interesting.
Yeah,
it's
the
very unique.
Yeah, the scaling of that movie is completely different from, you know, even Star Trek, which is, kind of like they take like small little things in each episode.
Yeah,
it's not
really
that epic. This TV show.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I really like.
That's a good pick.
Cool.
Good pick. My number four is going to be Police Story number 2.
Okay.
Not the first Police Story. The second Police Story.
Is that the one that was in America?
No, that's Jackie Chan's first strike.
No. I mean, like, that released in America. I remember you saying like one of them didn't release, or something. Something weird. Like, it took
a long time. No, actually, all the Police Stories were released in the States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just that Police Story 4 is actually Jackie Chan's first strike. They renamed it. They didn't call it Police Story 4 when it came out in the States.
Okay.
But Police Story 2, 1 and 2 never made a theater debut in the States.
Okay.
It was only after he got big they started bringing him in for, like, wide release.
Okay.
Yeah. But, that's all the Police Stories are fun.
Yeah.
Police Story 1 is really good, but Police Story 2 is actually something where I was like, oh, it's one of those sequels that's better than the original, which I always dig, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool. My number 4.
Okay.
And Jackie Chan's amazing.
Jackie Chan is amazing. I think people underrate him now because he had that goofy TV show, the animated TV show, and he did like a bunch of cheesy movies, but like
fucking great PlayStation 1 video game.
Oh, yeah,
it's
the one.
Great.
Like, wait, that's the one where it's, like, not isometric, but it's, like, third person.
The third person.
And he just runs around.
You can whack people with fish
and
fight them.
Can you?
Yeah, you can. You can pick up whatever. It was one of those where you can pick up.
I remember
something.
That demo, because it was, like, whenever PlayStation Magazine did, like, demo discs.
Yeah.
And
classic.
So, like, you could play, like, oh, yeah, let me play one one stage of Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
The Jackie Chan one was in there. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Police Story 2, I'm going to give Jackie Chan his due. Police Story 2 is a good one. If you don't want to see that, watch Legend of Drunken Master, which is also a second. There's The Drunken Master, and then Legend of Drunken Master is the second one.
Yeah.
Also a sequel, better than the first
so
one.
So the moral is just see all of Jackie Chan's second movies.
Second movies. They're solid. Yeah. All right. Let's hear another one from you, Sam.
So, I guess the next one, I had The Matrix.
Classic.
Because that was the first time I saw an action movie use CGI in kind of a believable way.
Mm-hmm,
that kind of like, I don't know, I feel like The Matrix kind of upped the game of a lot of like commercials and maybe movies a little bit later, but like commercials and stuff like that as with respect to how CGI was used.
Yeah.
Because I remember ads from like before The Matrix where they were all like pretty cheesy and dumb.
Yeah.
And now after The Matrix, they're cheesy and dumb, but with like, you know, 3D fish.
Sure.
Like just goofy things. So yeah, like I really liked the original Matrix.
That's a great movie in general.
Yeah.
Came out when we were in elementary school.
Yeah. It's weird to think about.
I know, it's strange.
Yeah. I didn't actually see it when it came out. I saw it like when I was
young.
Yeah, I saw it when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And like my cousins, this is funny. So we live in Texas. Mm-hmm. My cousins in Bangladesh had seen it, and they were telling me about it. And I was like, man, that sounds really cool. I don't know if the movies come out in America.
Awesome.
If you guys don't know, Bangladesh gets movies like a year and a half later, or like a year. Actually, it's probably a lot less now with like digital.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends. I know. Like,
is Japan? Japan's not like that. They get Japan's stuff only like a little bit later.
Because Japan is just getting something right now that came out like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah. It's
I thought it would be like a week or two for Japan.
I think it depends on like regions of the whole world. As far as like cross sections with like the rest of the Asian countries,
yeah.
So they push it really heavy in North America and Europe, and then once if they want like a really good dubbed version, so that takes some time for them to get it. So
okay.
I guess they kind of feel out like, oh, this superhero, like there's a superhero movie that came out in the summer that's just coming out in Japan right now. I was really surprised about that.
I was thinking that reminded me, wasn't there like a big deal? I don't know if it was the Avengers or some other summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first big blockbusters to come out in America and China simultaneously.
That was the Avengers.
Was it the Avengers? Okay.
And then Iron Man, Avengers opened up in China before it opened up in the States.
Oh, okay.
So it opened up like 2 days before in China and made a mint there, and then it came over to the States.
Okay.
It was a proceeding.
Well, that explains why that movie made like bonkers money.
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome over there.
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess it's my turn again?
Yes, sir.
All right. We are going to go with Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, which is the third one.
Dude, I think I told you this. I haven't seen any of the Indiana Jones.
I know. We're
going
to have to watch all three of them sometime. We're going to have to watch all three like during Thanksgiving break because they're all pretty good.
My dad really liked those movies. My mom did too. My mom doesn't really watch movies, but she really likes those.
There's a whole like slew of stuff like that, like Romancing the Stone and like Indiana Jones, stuff like that. It's kind of like action and adventure in its purest form, which includes all the camp.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch, but I didn't see the fourth one. I'm not going to.
Oh, the Crystal Skull or the Legion of
Crystal?
Yeah,
the alien
crystals?
Nuke one. Yeah. The one where the nuke goes off at the end and Harrison Ford jumps in a fridge and lives.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They made fun of that exactly on South Park, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're showing that episode because, like, I think South Park does, like, on their website, you know how they have all of their episodes
online for
free?
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, featured ones, and that was one of the featured ones for some reason.
Yeah. No, that's the fourth one is everyone has their favorite. The highest ranked one online, the general consensus is the first one's the best one.
Uh-huh.
The second one, in my opinion, is the worst one. The third one I enjoyed the most, but that was when I was really little. I watched all of them, and I was like, I like the third one.
Yeah.
One, because it's a pretty grand scope of adventure, and it's more linear than the first one.
Yeah.
And then B, Sean Connery's in it as Indiana Jones's dad. And C, the girl in that is the hottest one in the whole trilogy. She was her name is like Aaron Doody. I'm not even joking.
No,
yeah, her last name is Doody.
We're gonna do some investigatory work.
Doody. I think it's Doody.
No, it's not. Doody. Like Aaron Erin.
Well, just type in Last Crusade. Last Crusade. Just type in Last Crusade. Okay. You'll find it. Or Las Vegas. Yeah.
I don't know why. I typed in Last Crusade and IMDb.
Indiana Jones and Last
IMDb
Crusade.
IMDb gave me
1989 for all you guys who need. So it's 8.3 on IMDb.
Oh, wow. Her name is?
Allison Duty.
Allison Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job.
That was the best movie she's been in. Everything else is garbage.
She was in Major League 2.
Yeah. Yeah. But that movie is great. All of them are pretty solid. Temple of Doom scares me because...
Oh, the melty face part?
Oh, they don't. No, that's the first one. That melty face one is the first one. In the second one, a guy pulls the heart out of people's, like,
Kalima.
Yeah, stuff like that.
They make fun of Michael Eisner on Family Guy.
And Family Guy, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that freaked me out. But I like the third one better. It's just more of a classic action adventure father son story. That, anyway, that's my only American one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, let's hear it for you.
Well, since you did The Raid, I will do 13 Assassins.
Okay, I'll pick another one.
Because
that was my number two.
Oh,
that was my
sorry.
Number two. It's
Dude,
fine.
That movie is fantastic.
It's just unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand people love Seven Samurai, but, like, the action version of Seven Samurai is 13
on
Assassins.
Steroids, man. It's
yeah.
On steroids.
Yeah. Like
13 Assassins is a fucking fantastic movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. It's a super satisfying ending. Maybe actually, I was thinking about Django. Like I was thinking about
Django Unchained is a great movie.
Yeah, Django and like 13 Assassins kind of having like a similarity
like,
in terms of pacing with
pacing,
the fighting
yeah.
and stuff.
I didn't even think about Tarantino shit.
I didn't either. I didn't put anything.
I didn't, I guess
although I will honorable mention really randomly into the game. I will do the Kill Bill duology because
okay.
those are my. I really love those movies.
I am going to go with Inglourious Basterds for my favorite action movie from
Oh, I really did like Inglourious Basterds, but I just like the revenge
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
nature
more,
of the bride.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. 13 Assassins, we did a podcast on that, so listen to that, watch the movie.
Yeah,
still
it's
on
a great
Netflix.
Movie. Yeah, yeah, it's still on
oh,
Netflix.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's great. So I guess now that 13 Assassins was my number two, so I'll throw one in there. I'll just say something that we talked about before, the Dirty Dozen, which is that Dirty Dozen is a great war movie. I like it a lot.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
just like a squad base. Like he picks up, you know, 12 of like the worst like
Dinguses?
Misfit like army guys, and then they just go to the chateau and blow it the fuck up. So
okay,
it's a classic.
See,
movie.
I haven't seen that one,
and it was always on TNT when we were little during like you know like Memorial Day.
I didn't have cable when I was little.
See, so it's like they always like to do it like on AMC. It was always Dirty Dozen was on one of those cable channels.
Now they just show Band of Brothers over and over.
Sadly,
again.
Sadly, they do.
Hey,
yes.
I love Band of Brothers.
I don't like it on regular cable though.
Well, yeah, because they edit out
everything,
basically all of it. Yeah, I don't know why they. I was actually really surprised they showed it on History Channel.
Yeah, they did
before
History
got all of the weird alien shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had some history stuff.
Uh-huh.
They would always show it during Memorial Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, that is true.
Just like never forget.
You never forget. That's a great series in
it's
general.
A fantastic series. Yeah.
All right, so that was my number two and like my swap between because of 13 Assassins. But 13 Assassins is a great movie.
Okay.
Let's hear another one from you, Sam.
So my number two, I guess, is The Bourne Ultimatum.
That's a good movie.
Just because it showed kind of like a lot of diversity with respect to. Like the action, like it wasn't all.
It was exciting.
Like The Raid was cool, but The Raid is really all people just punching and kicking each other.
One trick thing.
Yeah, but it's really cool to watch. The Bourne Ultimatum was cool because you know you had like the motorcycle scenes, and then you have like the shooting scenes. You have like random things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more diverse. But yeah, and I really like the story for the original Bourne trilogy.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
I saw that in theaters, and I was like, "Oh, that was
I'm jealous."
A solid movie.
I've never seen any of the Bournes in theaters.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Bourne. Yeah, dude, I like all the Bourne stuff. So,
yeah. My dad loves those movies. He discovered them recently, like last year,
because
I show him on TBS or something all the time now. Yeah. He was like, "Dude, have you seen these movies called The Bourne? It's like The Bourne Legacy or something." I was like, "No, it's The Bourne Trilogy.
Yeah.
Bourne Legacy is a later movie with Jeremy Renner." He's like, "I don't care. They're really cool."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Yes, they are good.
They are good. I'm
They'd be better if you watched them.
I'm glad you found them.
Yeah, unedited ones that would be more interesting. Yeah,
the I knew I had a friend at UT who actually got in trouble for downloading it on the network. Not like the network.
Oh.
But like on the actual school network.
The hub?
Not the hub. The like just using the internet.
Oh.
He was living in Jester.
Oh, like a peer to peer thing.
It was like a 48 gig like Blu-ray pack of like the first three.
Well, don't they throttle you after 4 gigs? I mean, when I was a freshman they did that.
No, they didn't with him.
Oh.
It was something like constant Yeah, I don't know how he did it, but
well, you know what? If you go to fun fact like, for people who are still at UT,
yeah.
If you go to some of the buildings like Whitus or Kinsolving where they have Ethernet jacks that are just at the walls, like they're not in a dorm. If you use those, you can use that as much as you want. So maybe he did that.
It's possible.
I imagine Jester has like study rooms and shit.
He's gonna have to. Yeah. Anyway, he's somewhere now. He's doing right. He's doing great. Yeah. But
good for him.
So my number one. Let's see if you can guess it. Go ahead.
I would have guessed Seven Samurai, but I thought you said that wasn't in
it. It's not in there. It's not in there.
Then I would guess Hard-Boiled.
Yes. Hard-Boiled indeed. Hard-Boiled always. It's always Hard-Boiled.
That's an amazing movie.
It's great for the time period, I think.
It's great for all time periods.
I think it's aged pretty well.
Yeah.
I think it's aged pretty well because it's just
people care about babies.
It's a classic. It's Die Hard in a hospital, man.
It's better than Die Hard.
It's better than Die Hard, yeah. But it's like, if you had to sum it up, it's, well, also you get, a straight edge cop who's working undercover, and then you have, like, the wild card, which is Chow Yun-Fat, who apparently despises guns and everything about them.
Oh, that's why he didn't use them most of the time when he could have?
No, I guess, like, in general, he just hates guns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But interesting premise for a movie. Yeah. John Woo's best movie. I'd say Redcliffe is pretty solid, too.
Oh, I have seen Redcliffe.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen enough of his other stuff to comment like that. But I did like Hard-Boiled a lot.
It was
fun. For some reason, it's really low on IMDb, and it's really low everywhere because there are haters.
Don't like them. They are stupid.
Yeah.
Hard-Boiled is fantastic, though.
Yeah, rise above and watch Hard-Boiled.
Very good action.
It's really good.
Well, everything that came out from anything that John Woo did in the States came directly from his Hong Kong movies. So that's Better Tomorrow, The Killer, and Hard Boiled. The Killer being the least interesting of the three, but The Killer actually has better reviews, I think, in general.
Yeah, but that's also because it's really goofy.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of people are like, he can't be earnest in any of this, which I don't think he was.
I don't think so either.
But it was still like, it's goofy enough for people to like.
It's super heavy. Hard Boiled is like really
Hard Boiled is with the babies especially.
Yeah.
They get like 50 minutes of screen time in a 2-hour movie.
Don't forget to piss on me.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
But I mean, iconic scenes like when the very first scene in the shootout. I could watch Hard Boiled right now again and again. The first shootout when the tea house.
Yeah.
And he kills the guy and he rolls on the. Wherever they're making noodles on the table, remember?
Yeah.
He rolls in the flour and then just puts the gun up to a face and then blasts his face off.
Yeah.
That's a great shot.
That was very funny.
That's good. It's like really, that's stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
But I think as like an action movie, you can't like everything about an action movie is in that movie.
Yeah.
You know, even to the point of like the acting is not quite.
But it's like, it's one of those things where like it's like a quintessential.
Yeah.
Action movie. Like, you're not really going there to see the acting.
Everything but a... I mean, I was going to say they have everything but a car chase. And the car chase that they do have is just kind of like following them into a factory. Remember that?
There's a car chase, sort of.
Kind of, sort of, but it's not really. But I do like, you know...
But then all the cars explode.
Oh, yeah.
And then the motorcycle guys get killed.
Sure. Yeah. It's just it's one of those things, like a million bullets, you know? It's like... No one's aiming.
Lots of firing.
All over the place. Lots of fire.
Yeah, that too.
Lots of big bad guys that are just like over the top bad, too. Like the guy when he lights a cigarette from the flaming car.
Oh, yeah. That guy's awesome.
He is awesome.
He's an idiot.
He's also the fight coordinator for the whole movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you told me that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why he was so good. Didn't he get the glass in his eye, or was that?
That was actually Tony Leung.
That was Tony Leung.
Yeah, he actually got the glass in his eye, but they kept the shot
because
it was perfect. Also, one of the guys, the bad guy that gets the shot in the head right in the first scene, after the flower, that the bad guy gets shot in the flower room, I should say.
Yeah.
He is actually Japanese, and he's from my hometown.
Oh, okay. That's
very
cool.
Strange, right?
That's
why he didn't have a speaking part, because they would be like, this guy does not speak Chinese.
Awesome.
I guess. Which I guess would be technically Cantonese, because it's still like Hong Kong's heyday. Right towards the end of it, the peak of Hong Kong filmmaking, which John Woo exemplifies wonderfully.
Yeah,
anyway, so that's my number one. I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah, that's a cool movie.
Think
we've reviewed that one, too.
We reviewed that one,
that's
too.
That's like our second one or our first
one. Yeah, and actually we're going to have to... That one's going to have to go. So if you guys have not downloaded it recently, because we have to make room for 12 Years a Slave and everything else that's coming.
Yeah.
So listen to your Hard Boiled now, guys, because it might be gone.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear from you, man. Your number one.
My number one, which is actually my number one, is Enter the Dragon.
Boing.
Because I love Bruce Lee, and I love everything about that movie. I don't know how many times I've seen that movie. I don't really like action movies, but I really like anything with Bruce Lee because I just respect Bruce Lee immensely, and because he's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's probably one of the movies I've seen the most times, like over and over and over again, even when I was like kind of.
It's a great
little
movie, though.
Yeah.
It's a great movie in like classic matchups. You know?
I remember like I was hanging out with someone and like they were flipping through and it was just like a scene from Enter the Dragon. I was like, that's Enter the Dragon. And then like they went back and it was Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. We know
memorized.
It enough, right?
Yeah, I love that movie. It's I mean, it's cool in part because it has kind of like the tournament set up, so you know it's going to be a bunch of kind of goofy, diverse fights.
Sure.
And like the undercurrent story that Bruce Lee like finds out about their drug making.
Yeah.
It's just like really dumb and campy. And
but I think it was
awesome.
The execution is so well done. It's
just like,
and if you think about like the first couple, what was Enter the Dragon form? Was that his fourth movie or was that his third movie?
I actually don't know because. The movies that he released in America came out like in a different order.
They came out in a different order and they're named differently too.
Yeah. So I don't know which one is which anymore.
Okay.
We could check it though. Let's
why don't we check? Because I know that considering, I remember the very first movie he did that was like the first movie he actually created in Hong Kong. Like, it's okay, right? But it's just like Enter the Dragon, you know, that's the best one. I think hands down.
I think Enter the Dragon is the best one, but I know one of my best friends would probably disagree and say that he liked Game of Death more because Game of Death is really, really goofy. Really goofy.
Really?
Yeah. Enter the Dragon was his last one, according to this. Like, it's the last one he made.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is correct because this one doesn't have Game of Death on it.
Well, Game of Death
that's
was
also
called something different.
Yeah. Oh, is it called
something?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. Is it the Chinese Connection? Nope. It's not Way of the Dragon because that's the first one. That's the first in the Dragon.
I don't know, man. It's like it should be on there, but it's got to be something different.
Yeah, this also doesn't have like Return of the Dragon on the list.
Game of Death.
Okay, Game of Death, he's...
that's confusing. IMDb is confused,
too. Yeah, but Game of Death came out in 78. Enter the Dragon came out in 73.
What about Big Boss?
Big Boss is 1971.
Big Boss is kind of a shitty movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just not good.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen the
Big Boss. It's a waste of time. Do not watch it.
I will watch it.
Oh, my God.
Don't. Yeah. I have all of these movies.
Yeah. It's just... But it's one of those movies. Like Enter the... I think, hands down, it's something... And no one likes Game of Death, apparently, so...
Well, whatever. I know people who do. I do. It's a cool movie. It's just, like... It's basically just a tournament. It's like...
Yeah, it's the same... Well, yeah.
It's Bruce Lee just fighting people and
Enter
getting the show off.
Enter the Dragon is really just a seminal martial arts flick in general.
I mean, yeah. I think, like, without Enter the Dragon, you wouldn't have things like Bloodsport.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, like...
Everything...
Like, all of those tournament-style action movies that came out in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you probably wouldn't have without Enter the Dragon.
The tournament-style thing. I mean, even now, if you think about Sleeping Dogs and their expansion pack, which was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That had...
Sleeping Dogs was a fantastic game in general.
Yeah, that was a lot of... That was taking a lot from both Enter the Dragon and Game of Death.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And it was a great expansion pack.
Yeah. That game, I don't know if they're going to make a second one.
They said they're going to try to feel out how many more people get the download, like the DLC stuff.
Oh, that's how they're gauging it?
That's
smart. I wouldn't have thought of it that way.
That's what they did. They're like, okay, well, we gave it to them for free now on PSN, so let's see how the DLCs do. I mean, I bought.
Oh, the game is free now?
The game was free. That's why I downloaded it.
No, I know the game was free on PSN, but... I thought you meant the game is free, like, everywhere.
Oh, no, it's not free everywhere. On PSN for is the perks, but that's a fantastic game. I could play that game over and over again.
It's a cool game if you guys haven't played it. It's a lot like... It's like an open world... It's like a much better open world version of the...
Saints Row?
No, the Jackie Chan.
Oh, the Jackie Chan
one. For PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called, but it was like Jackie Chan's movie Explosion or something weird. You know? Yeah. But I like your choices, man. So I think
I like your choices
if we have to
too.
Talk about the things that we shared in common, I guess like
13 Assassins and The Raid. Yeah.
13 Assassins and The Raid.
Yeah, both really, really entertaining, really cool. Modern takes on action movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like hand-to-hand action movies.
If you guys haven't seen a solid Japanese flick in a while, 13 Assassins is the way to go.
Yeah, that's a really cool
The Raid movie. I can't remember if it's still on Netflix.
I think it's still on Netflix. Yeah, it's still on Netflix.
Okay, good. Well, you guys can check them both out. They're both in HD, shot well. Fantastic action movies.
Yeah. Check them out, man. Check them out.
Yep.
Well, thanks everybody as always for listening to our rambles. Yeah. You know, let us know what your favorite action movies are if they're not already mentioned in this podcast.
Please.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.